AFK Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval and fantasy definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcasts@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello and welcome to another episode of AFK. I'm Adam, and today we're going to cover a form of protection that reigned for almost 1,000 years, starting in the early Middle Ages and ending in the High Middle Ages. This piece of armor was standard issue for most combat soldiers for centuries and helped prevent splitting headaches, literally. I'm talking about the nasal helmet. The nasal helmet has the basic skull cap or dome shape around the head with an additional strip of metal extending down over the nose to provide some protection for the face. It came into use in the early Middle Ages in the years 3 to 400. Although most popular in the late 9th century, it was the Spagenhelm version that made its appearance a few centuries before that. From the German word Spagen, the helmet was pieced together with metal strips that formed the framework of the armor. The helmet was fairly easy to produce and could even support some accessories, such as aventails, to protect the neck. The helmet eventually evolved into a smoother one-piece design, allowing weapons to glance off easier and not get caught up on the rivets or the seams. Although around the 12th century, the helmet began to lose its popularity for the need to have greater facial protection. Knights and men-at-arms, they began to move towards great helms and later the bassinets, which inhibited some vision but was well worth the need of protection when you were fighting within melee range. There was one type of soldier that still attracted the nasal helmet, and that was the archers. These range warriors needed a good field of view to launch their arrows accurately and to help funnel the approaching enemy right into their heavy infantry. Some literary uses. There's a great example to see what a nasal helmet looks like in the 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman. In this film, most of the sacrificial troops under the Sheriff of Nottingham wore the nasal helmet. One guy was even punched in the face while wearing one, but he was later seen wearing the same helmet, but it was bent. In some fantasy news, most of you know, but Bantam Books announced the acquisition of the comic book and graphic novel rights to the worldwide selling Song of Fire and Ice by George R. R. Martin. The series is going to be illustrated by Tommy Patterson and adapted by Daniel Abrams, the award-winning and best-selling author of The Long Price Quartet. The first issue, it's going to be a monthly comic, and the first issue is supposed to be out in about spring, so it's about here. This will help with the new adaptation of the Game of Thrones. The comic and graphic novels will further expand the whole Song of Fire and Ice, the whole Song of Ice and Fire series into a new medium. You know, just creating some opportunities for readers to immerse themselves into the world a little bit farther. All right, and I'm also, again, I'm going to call on some of those with artistic abilities out there. I'm looking to have a creative but simple cover art for this podcast. So if anyone has any suggestions or artistic abilities they'd love to donate, please email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just want to say hi or request something to be defined. All right, before we end, I want to do what movie is this from. Listen to this audio clip, and if you think you know the answer, go ahead and email me.
We live. We fight, and we die for each other, not for you.
Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.